We continue with a report on women who inspire us. From Oprah Winfrey, the queen of all media, to Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, and the hashtag MeToo movement, we celebrate women of remarkable courage and determination.
All-conquering Oprah Winfrey. Everybody in life has a calling, and your real job in life is to figure out as soon as possible what that is, who you were meant to be, and to begin to honour that in the best way possible for yourself.
Few people have come such a long way in life as Oprah. Her childhood in rural America could hardly have been worse. Born into poverty so great that her grandmother used to make her dresses out of potato sacks, she was sexually abused by family members from the age of 9, finally being made pregnant by her uncle at age 14. When the premature baby died in hospital, Oprah saw it as a second chance and made the decision that I was going to turn my life around. And how? Oprah Winfrey is today the multi-billionaire queen of all media with her own TV network and publishing empire. She's not only the world's richest African-American, she's the most successful self-made woman in the USA. She got there by force of personality. The Oprah Winfrey Show, the most successful TV program of its kind in history, was far more than a simple talk show. It changed society by breaking social taboos and bringing dozens of subjects from gay rights to pedophilia into general debate. Oprah has often been described as the most influential woman in the world. So, when she made a speech at this year's Golden Globe Awards that positioned her in direct opposition to most of what Donald Trump represents, it provoked frenzied speculation that she's considering running for president of the USA in 2020, something she has since denied. Would she win? Oprah is a national treasure. Frankly, any opponent would be in big trouble.
Fast and Furious, Manal Al-Sharif. As I fastened my seatbelt, I could feel my hands shaking slightly. I placed the key in the ignition.
When Manal Al-Sharif drove herself and a friend to the supermarket in 2011, it was no ordinary shopping trip. They were in Saudi Arabia, where women are not allowed to drive or to enjoy many other freedoms that are taken for granted elsewhere. Not only was she breaking the law, but her friend filmed their journey and would later post it on the internet. I felt like one of my father's songbirds, let out of its cage and flying around the room, she said last year. I knew then that no matter what my future held, I had done something important and meaningful. That day, I felt I was driving for all Saudi women. Manal was arrested and held for 9 days before an international outcry led to her release. Her campaign inspired other women to follow her and made the issue of women's rights an embarrassment to the Saudi government. As of this June, women will finally be allowed to drive, part of a recent wave of liberalizing reforms for women by the country's young de facto ruler, Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Indomitable Malala Yousafzai. I was afraid going to school because the Taliban had issued an edict banning all girls from attending schools. Only 11 students attended the class out of 27.
People forget that Malala was already famous before the Taliban shot her on October 9, 2012. As an 11-year-old blogger for the BBC, describing the reality of life under the Taliban in her region of Pakistan, she influenced how millions of people worldwide saw the Islamists. Initially, her reports had been anonymous because of the danger they placed her in. But as her campaign for girls' education grew, Malala's face began to appear on television. Soon, the Taliban knew who she was, and 3 years after her first blog, they decided to assassinate the now 14-year-old schoolgirl. Ironically, nothing could have been more detrimental to their cause. Malala survived, and as she recovered in hospital, she became an irreproachable symbol of righteous defiance, as well as the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. The Pakistani government redoubled its efforts to push the Taliban out of her part of the country and promote education for girls, even renaming a school in her honor. Finishing her education in Britain, Malala has spoken of wanting to enter into politics in Pakistan. The terrorists thought they would change my aims and stop my ambitions, but nothing changed in my life except this. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage were born.
Courageous, hashtag MeToo movement. I started talking about Harvey Weinstein the minute it happened. There wasn't a place for us to report these experiences.
When movie star Ashley Judd talked to the New York Times, bravely breaking the media silence about Hollywood studio head Harvey Weinstein and his long history of sexual aggression towards actresses, it could have gone one of two ways. Very possibly, she could have been attacked by an army of Weinstein's lawyers, and her career might have ended. Or this, a tsunami of women, and men too, testifying to similar experiences, at first about Weinstein, but soon about other men, other industries, other countries. By the time the hashtag MeToo movement became Time Magazine's 2017 Person of the Year, it was possible to think that a major social revolution had taken place. Maybe it has, and maybe it hasn't. Certainly, sexual aggressors have been given a warning, loud and clear, that their behavior has a risk. But only time will tell if the message has been really understood.